Right here at home, looking at the JSE's performance, down 1.3% today, with bulk of the pressure being exerted by the Financial 15 space, it losing just over 2%. Industrial 25, 1.4% in the red, and the Resources 10 component down close enough to 1%. Joining me in studio now for a closer look at the equity space, Viv Govender from Rand Swiss Offshore. Thanks so much, Viv, for joining us today. So we've had the JSE tracking global markets for the most part today lower as a talk of an impeachment inquiry into US President Donald Trump pushed global equities lower. Let's take a look at the scenario and the extent to which it's actually rattled your nerves.
Well, actually, I think this is something which I think will probably fizzle out for a couple of reasons. Firstly, the reason that Nancy Pelosi is not a stupid person, basically went through this, she didn't want to do it, was because of pressure from the left wing of her party, basically. She's the kind of effective leader of the Democratic Party. She leads the Congress. And so she hadn't wanted to do this, but now she's been pushed into it. Donald Trump seems to be quite eager to basically get the transcript out and so on. So it seems quite likely that there's less stuff here than in the Mueller report, which basically, as you know, fizzled out to nothing. Mm-hmm. So that might be something that happens there. In the meantime, what it could do is delay some other action out there in the world, you know, action with regards to China. On the other hand, like you said right now, maybe there's some kind of push towards making the China story more important. Trump likes to have distractions whenever his name is in bad news. And, you know, just the distractions could be good sometimes. Sometimes it's bad, but hopefully something good comes through. But quite frankly, I don't think this is very likely to actually go through very far. And even if it does, the system works like you impeach somebody in the Congress, but then the Senate has to basically convict him. And you have to have those two parties working together, two sectors work together. Democrats control the Congress, but they do not control the Senate.
It's not the only arena, on the global scene that has political activity in play. We've had the Supreme Court, as I mentioned at the top of the show, having ruled that Boris Johnson had unlawfully suspended Parliament. Are you, how close an eye are you keeping on those developments?
Very close an eye. It's a similar thing here as well. I mean, I think one of the possible kickbacks to the Democrats is the fact that next year is an election and the voters may not want to see basically their election like choice taken away by having Donald Trump basically impeached just before he might be re-elected or kicked out by them. The same thing here. I mean, quite frankly, the Brexit, the anti-Brexit, the Remainers basically want to keep the UK in Europe as much as they can. They don't want a no-deal Brexit. But the thing is that the only way they can do this is to actually have Parliament in power. The problem is that because Boris Johnson is trying to either you don't have Parliament, or if you want to have Parliament in power and want to stop me doing what I want to do, you also must have elections. But they can't have elections because the latest polls show that even though Boris Johnson is not extremely popular, he's ahead of everybody else. And so if there is another election, he might actually be able to get a majority in Parliament. And so this is something else where it's difficult for, I think, the institutional powers to basically get what they want without being seen as being anti-democratic in a certain extent.
Is that global or what's playing out in the global scene, the long and short of why we've seen such quite a bit of Rand weakness filtered through today, as I say, breaking that key psychological level of 15 against the greenback at a point to settle now at 15 against the dollar?
Yeah, I think this is more international news. You see that coming through with the gold price. You see that coming through with, you know, a number of different sectors out there that seem to be safe havens. The dollar is a safe haven. The hard currencies, you know, the European currencies are safe havens. The pound, the euro, etc. The rand is seen to be more risky. And then when you have a risk-off kind of, you know, scenario, you get away from the rand, go towards those harder currencies. And that's why you're falling. And that's why also we're seeing gold looking reasonably strong.
Also why financials have come under quite a bit of pressure today, one would assume.
Yeah, and some more than others because they have the exposure to the UK and that some others don't have. But generally, yeah, that's the reason.
Any concern triggered by the SASPO strike that is scheduled for Friday, or that just too short-term a blip?
This is buggy whip workers striking, basically. The term being buggy whip workers, people that are basically fighting technological change. Technological change is coming to the financial sector in a way that, like I've been talking about for quite some time, I think with you as well. The number of workers in the sector is going to be under pressure. A lot of the jobs, even if they are like, basically talking about getting more workers coming to the sector, they won't be the same workers that are right now. They won't be the branch workers, they'll be IT guys and so on.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at some company news filtering through. We've had Pick n Pay trading lower today after saying its total debt increased quite substantially from 1.6 billion to 17 billion. How much comfort or solace provided by the fact that this is largely on the back of accounting changes?
Yeah, so it's basically accounting and no economic difference on the thing. So the market, I think, is more reacting to, it's bad news and the market's negative today. I think when they look through it, it won't be as big a deal as they are seeing right now. Obviously, Pick n Pay is being affected by the negative economy as well. You can see that the fall has happened for a long time. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just today. But look, we are seeing, I think, a little overreaction to what is effectively just cosmetic and superficial reporting news as opposed to actual fundamental changes in the company.
Okay, so no impact on the underlying economic model of this company. Mm. Clover, in the meantime, getting the green light. Finally, we've got consortium MoCo's 4.8 billion Rand acquisition of Clover being given the go-ahead by the Competition Tribunal. How much of a game changer are we looking at?
Well, this is a game changer. I do think that, look, one of the things the Competition Commission did come out and say, I think there's a 3-year moratorium on job losses and retrenchments, which is obviously something these companies want to do because that is one of the reasons for getting basically a takeover. The efficiencies, usually come by having less labor doing the same job. But, you know, I think it is a play in the market, which is a bit of a gamble in South Africa. It's basically turning a commodity into a brand. You know, Clover takes milk and turns it into a brand, which is normally a commodity. And if it works, it can be really valuable because you add the value of a brand onto something. But that being said, it depends on a number of factors, including a bit of a turn on in the economy, because people need to have disposable income to spend a little bit more on the Clover milk versus the no-name brand stuff.
Mm-hmm. Even if it lasts longer, as the company says. Let's take a look at your stock pick right now, Viv.
Actually, at the moment, I'm going for cash. I think there's two scenarios. One is the stuff with Brexit and Trump that goes on a bit more, and we do have a bit more downside. On the other hand, any bit of positive news can easily turn the market around. So it's too nervous to either go short or go long. And I'm very uncertain at the moment, so I'm staying in cash.
Let's leave it there, Viv. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Viv Govender is with Rand Swiss Offshore. Let's take a look at your stock pick right now, Viv.
Actually, at the moment, I'm going for cash. I think there's two scenarios. One is the stuff with Brexit and Trump that goes on a bit more, and we do have a bit more downside. On the other hand, any bit of positive news can easily turn the market around. So it's too nervous to either go short or go long. And I'm very uncertain at the moment, so I'm staying in cash.
Let's leave it there, Viv. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Viv Govender is with Rand Swiss Offshore.